We continue our learning. You have a beged that has the Korban Chatos blood that is spattered upon it. And of course, we know we're supposed to do the laundering in the Azara. But is Yatza Chutz LaKloim, it left in the Azara. The Kloim are the curtains in the Mishkan, but that refers to the walls of the Azara. So it left the Azara. So the Mishnah here says, just because the blood left the Azara, and we don't shouldn't bring blood back into that Zara that has left. Nonetheless, nichnas, we bring it back in, umechapsu b'makom kadosh, bring it back into the Azara and launder it b'makom kadosh, in the Azara itself. That is, that's a halacha. We don't assume just because it left, okay, so launder it out, sort of, there's no need to launder it. No, you have to be, the Torah says, hatsi b'makom kadosh, you have to bring it back in. But what about nitzba chutz laklan? This blood-stained piece of clothing, garment, from the Korban Chatos blood that has to be laundered in the Azara, not only left the Azara, but became Patame outside the Azara. Now, I can't bring something Tame back into the Azara. So here the Mishnah says, this is what we do. Koro, what you should do is if Nitma Chutz Laklam, if outside the Azara became Tame, and you know you can't bring something Tame inside, so I can get rid of the Tumah. How? Koro, rip it. When you rip clothing, it's just a type of Kli. So if I have a Kli and I break the whole Kli, even though the kli is no longer susceptible to tumah now, and if the kli had tumah, the tumah has been removed because you destroyed the kli. So here too, if I have clothing, I rip the clothing, and then I've destroyed it. So now there's no longer tumah. Then unvinichnas, you bring it back in umechapso b'makom kadosh, and you launder this ripped clothing in a makom kadosh. The problem here that the Rishonim raise is that we, and the Gemara deals with this first, and then Rishonim elaborate, is the fact that there's a mitzvah to launder a kli. If I rip the whole thing and it's no longer tameh, I remove the tameh, and now I can bring it in, but I no longer have the cloth that's considered, it's not a garment anymore, because I ripped it. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, at Daf Tzadi Dalid, that you can't rip the clothing completely in two different parts. You have to leave attached the amount of kerchief. Whatever the width of a kerchief is, the average kerchief, that's what you're supposed to keep together. So what do I accomplish? So since I ripped most of the width has been ripped, or most of the length has been ripped, so then I remove its tumah. At the same time, the fact that there's still a kerchief width that's still attached, so that means it's still considered a kli, and I can accomplish laundering a kli, the kli that became tameh, in a mamakom kadosh, in the Azara. So one of the questions that Tosis raises is, one thing if I have a garment, and then I rip it, I keep a little bit attached, the kerchief width, but I rip most of it. So then you say, ain shma aleh, I've removed its title of being a garment, of being a beged, to the extent that the tumah has been removed. But it's still attached, so I can fulfill the mitzvah of doing laundering on the kli. But what if you have, we said that this doesn't only apply to a garment. Something as small as 3x3 etzbos, 3x3 finger breasts, is enough if that has, it's been bloodstained from the Korban Chatos, that has to be laundered in the Azara as well. What if that left the Azara and became Tame? Now what am I going to do? How much am I going to rip? I certainly don't have, it itself is not a kerchief the size of a kerchief. So that's somewhat difficult if there would be any way, any solution to that problem with a very, very small garment. What about kli cheres sheyatzer chutz laklom? So we spoke about the kli cheres previously. You have an earthenware vessel which has to be broken b'makom kadosh. So if it has the blood of the Korban Chatos, so if that's it has absorbed from the Korban Chatos. Remember, we cook the Korban Chatos in an earthenware vessel, so we have that has to be. There's a comparison between that, the Makom Kadosh. It says in the Pasuk, and it's referring to both the blood case and the case where we have an earthenware vessel that has absorbed the taste of the Korban Chatos. And of course, we know it's going to become noser if we leave it around, so we have to break it, and we break it, the Makom Kadosh. So the Kalicheres that has left the Kloim, so the Halacha is you have to bring it, left the Azar, you have to bring it back in, and you break it, the Makom Kadosh. Where the Torah says supposed to break it. Nitma chutz laklom. So what do we do with a kli cheres, an earthenware vessel, left the Azara but now became tamei? I can't introduce a kli tamei into the Azara. So what should I do with it? Nokvo, you should puncture it, v'nichnas v'shovro b'makom chadosh. Now, of course, we're trying to accomplish the same thing we accomplished with the beged, which is what? On the one hand, I want to remove, I like to remove the status of being a kli, on the one hand, to remove the tumah, so it's no longer considered a kli for that purpose. At the same time, I still want it to have the status of a kli, so I can accomplish the breaking a kli in the makom chadosh. So what do I do? So nokvo means that you, if you puncture, you make a hole, a small hole. How big? The Gemara assumes it's the size of a small root, but not enough that an olive, let's say, would go through. We'll learn in the 17th parak of Kalim a little bit about different Kalim and what's considered, how large is a hole that things fall through, that it no longer has the status of, it's not susceptible to tumah, or we can remove its tumah. So the Torah says I have to break an earthenware vessel, a kli. It still has to be considered a kli when I break it in the azara. So I can't remove its status of a kli completely. If I made it too big, so they're larger than this hole, than the size of a small root, and let's say olives were able to fall through, so then it wouldn't be considered a kli, and I wouldn't fulfilling any mitzvah by breaking it in the azara. So therefore, I remove, apparently the whole size of a root is enough to get rid of the tumah. So this is by making a hole, it's like I broke it to some extent, but it's still considered a kli. Why is it considered a kli with this little hole? So the person who owns this kli can use the kli. This is discussed, as I said, in the 17th parak of Kalim. The owner could decide, you know what? Okay, this little seeds are going to fall out through this hole. So, okay, I'm not going to use this for sunflower seeds. Okay, but then I can put other things in, okay? I can put oranges in, I can put pomegranates in it. The Mishnah there says once it's pomegranates fall through, there's nothing really going to be storing in there anymore. So then it's certainly considered no longer a kli. So I can remove the tumah, but it still has the status of a kli. Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Vav, Kli Nechoshes, Sheyatza Chutzal Kolim. So the Kli Nechoshes, the copper kalim, which are basically the metal kalim, which we said, those are not broken to remove the problem of nosar that has been absorbed into the walls, but rather they require merika and shtifa. We have to purge it. We have to do a hagala, boiling water, and rinse it off. So this is left. Has left the klum, the azara, nichnas umor kovishotu, makom kadosh. So what do? I have to bring it back in. I bring it back in. The mitzvah is still there. So I, just because it left, the same thing when it came to klecheres and it came to the clothing. So it's the same thing here. You bring it back in, do the hagalah and the rinsing in makom kadosh in the azara itself. Nitma chutzla klum, it became tame outside. So I can't bring a tame kli inside. What do I do? How do I, on the one hand, remove the tumah, so it removes its status of a kli to some extent, but at the same time, it's still considered a kli that I'm accomplishing the purging of a vessel of a kli and rinsing it as well. So says the Mishnah, this is what you do. Pochaso, you should, poches means to make it less. So what do we do with metal kalim? So different than earthenware kalim. Earthenware kalim said puncture it the size of a root. Here it says pochaso, diminish it. Which sounds like it's a significant type of puncture that not only removes the tumah, but removes the status of a kli. And in fact, it does, because then the Mishnah says, v'nichnas, you bring it back in, umar kovisho tzvah makom kadosh, and then I can do the purging and the rinsing. So what's the problem here? So the problem here is that when it came to the earthenware vessel, so we said, okay, there, you puncture it the size of a root, and that's very thin, it removes the tumah, but at the same time, it still has the status of a kli. But when it comes to metal kalim, that doesn't work. Puncturing the little size of a root, that doesn't remove its tumah. So you have to make it larger. Make it larger, now it's no longer considered a kli. So in fact, the Gemara says what needs to be done is that when you bring it back into the azara, you have to then, Bar Tanur here says, umi achash pachaso, and I bring it in, makish alav bekurnus. You then have to bang it, hang with a hammer, umechabro, and attach it literally, kadisha yachs or shem kli alav. So this is what it's telling you to do. When you re-enter the azara, you take this metal kli, you have to hammer it. So now you hammer it so that the hole is now covered. So because now I have to turn it into a kli. Obviously that hole removed the tumah, but also removed the status of a kli. I don't have I don't have the same advantage that I have when it came to the kli cheres Or let's say the clothing, that I cannot do either here. So here, yeah, you remove the status of a kli, and then you turn it back into a kli when you bring it back by hammering it together and closing that hole. How large is this hole necessary in order to remove the tumah? So it doesn't say, the Gemara doesn't say. We assume that when it comes to a clay nechoshes, copper, metal, kalim, can I use this clay the way it was used before? So that hole is not enough. And if it's now, I can't use it for what I was using it before. I was using it for soup, and now the soup comes out. Obviously, that's considered removing its tumah and removing its status of a clay. So then I bang it up, I hammer it in when it comes back into the azara to accomplish the mitzvah of marika and shtif.